This is Sean Kirker with Voices of Jacksonville. We're in Pete's Bar, which is one of the oldest bars in the area. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And what's your name?
Jesse.
Jesse. So give me the backstory.
All right. So it was Pete Jensen, and it was Jensen's Grocery Store during Prohibition, which was a speakeasy at the time. And Pete was friends with Tim Jarbo. There's a park right up the street, Jarbo Park, named after Tim Jarbo.
Okay.
Jarbo was a Neptune Beach everyman. He was town council. He was sheriff. The sheriff, Tim Jarbo, used to let Pete use his badge to go to Palm Valley to get moonshine on a horse and carriage. The badge was a deterrent for other moonshiners that may want to rob him of his assets.
Got it.
The badge flying meant don't fuck with me on the law. So he'd bring the moonshine back to his grocery store in the late 20s. Prohibition ended in 33. Pete was one of the first people in line to get his liquor license and open his lounge package, which it's still lounge and package, still in the same family, and it's never defaulted a license since 1933.
Wow.
Made it through the Great Depression and marched on. Pete gave Tim Jarbo the piece of property across the street and said, Jarbo, build your fire station and I'll be your first volunteer firefighter. Build your city hall and your fire station and I'll be your first volunteer firefighter. His fire helmet's right there next to his World War II helmet.
Okay.
So he put a clause in the deed and says, if you ever sell city hall, the money goes to my legacy. So it's been owned and operated by family since before Prohibition, but it's been Pete's Bar and Lounge since the end of Prohibition.
And how long you been here?
I've been here 10 years.
10 years. So you have a lot of memorabilia on the walls. How does it get acquired, or like what's kind of the backstory on people giving it?
The better backstory is the firearms and the barrel hanging over the picnic table. When Pete was in World War II, from the first day to the last day, his granddaughter, I believe she's in her 80s now, told me that she remembers when the barrel showed up to the house from Germany with German markings on it. And when granddad came home from the war, he ripped the barrel open and started pulling firearms out of it that he took off of dead Germans in the street, stuffed in the barrel, and sent back to his already up and running bar as a barrel of liquor. And then he hung them in here. So the firearms have a little more story than most of the decanters. But most of the decanters were collected by one of the bartenders named Carl Dotry that worked here for about 20 years. He passed away about 5 years ago. He collected a lot of the decanters between eBay and flea markets, which isn't really all that legal, because to sell alcohol, even as a souvenir novelty, you're still selling alcohol. You're crossing state lines and not getting Uncle Sam his piece. But Carl collected most of the decanters.
That's great. So, what are those, some of the things more recently that over the years that maybe even famous people that have come in, or any kind of more up to date?
It's said that Hemingway used to hang out here, and that they used to go to Havana, Cuba regularly with Hemingway. He was buddies with Pete, and John Grisham hung out here and wrote a couple books, and some of them are based on happenings at Pete's from the 70s. I think Grisham lives in Fernandina now. I've never met the guy or read his books, but we have two of the books right here on the wall.
Okay.
That maybe have mentioned the Pete's.
Okay, and what year again was it established?
Well, the Jensen's Grocery Store, I don't know the exact year it started, but Pete's Bar got its liquor license 00001 at the end of Prohibition in 1933.
Okay.
And it's been up and running, same liquor license, never defaulted since then.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
You got it.